The top election official in Massachusetts says many of the changes made in 2020 to make voting during the pandemic safer should become permanent fixtures. Secretary of the Commonwealth Bill Galvin said he'll file a bill to authorize the option to vote by mail and to have in-person early voting for 14 days for general elections and 7 days for primaries. He also wants people who miss the deadline to register to vote to be able to do so on Election Day. A coalition of lawmakers and advocacy groups Wednesday unveiled legislation to make last year's election reforms permanent. For reaction to the proposals, WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Gladys Oyola Lopez, election commissioner for the city of Springfield.
I've always been a proponent of the no-excuse voting. I think anything that we can do administratively to make it easier for voters to be able to cast a ballot is always good. And if nothing, 2020 proved that it was a popular mechanism for people to be able to get a ballot without having to go to the polls.
And it's something that that worked quite well, in your opinion, in Springfield?
I think so. I think that given the short amount of time that we had, all of the different cities and towns, I think Springfield definitely was able to adapt and adopt the method and kind of have a process underway where we could do it, and it was a secure process. We have a ballot box out back that's right now currently able to receive ballots, so hopefully it's something that can be put into place before this year's September primary and November election so that we can definitely have more voters. I think it will help increase voter turnout on the local election years, which is something that we've been working very hard to accomplish here in Springfield.
Does it cost more money since you've got to run basically two systems? You've got to run this mail-in voting system, but you also have to still maintain an in-person polling locations.
It doesn't cost more money for us, because what we're doing is giving them the option to receive it by mail. Logistically speaking, the supplies themselves are provided by the Secretary of State's office. They provide all the envelopes. The same ballot that they would cast at the polls is the same ballot that they're going to get in the mail. So the financial part of it isn't going to be a burden on the city, I don't believe.
Another change that the Secretary Galvin is advocating for is same-day voter registration. And I know this is something that a lot of voting advocates have been clamoring for in Massachusetts for some time. And in fact, there was a lawsuit filed over the state's 20-day registration period. What are your thoughts about going to the same-day registration system?
I believe if we are given enough time to implement it, I think it can work. I mean, I've been watching closely our neighbor to the south, so Connecticut does same-day voter registration, and each election that they have, I make sure to kind of communicate with some of the clerks in Connecticut and Hartford and Bridgeport and ask them questions about how it works. And it seems to be a smooth process because they have, you know, the infrastructure in place to allow for same-day voting. We just don't have it yet. And I think that if the legislature passes this, we're going to have to kind of work, the Secretary of State will have to work with the different cities and towns so that we can give voice to, you know, what we would see maybe as roadblocks or hurdles and then put it into place. I think especially for a city like Springfield, like Worcester, Boston, same day would help increase voter turnout because it's going to give people the ability who maybe are not registered, have recently moved to the cities or towns, that option of voting at the last minute, basically.
The Secretary Galvin also said that his bill will make permanent some temporary provisions from 2020 that allowed for flexibility in hiring and assigning poll workers and ballot processing. What changes is he talking about here making permanent?
Well, some of the change, one of the changes that we implemented here in Springfield was not having a checkout table. So when you go into the polls, you check in, you receive your ballot, and they mark your name off of a list. So that once you cast your ballot, you walk out of the polling place, and then another set of poll workers is there to check you off of the same list. So basically, it was a double procedure, but if we can handle it with one table, which we were able to do, then it lessens the need for having that second setup of staff We were able to free up some people to help actually the voters walk through the process, especially when it was a two-sided ballot and there were questions, so it was a little more difficult for the average voter. So those are some of the flexibilities that were instituted last year that I think if he would be able to carry those through for every election, including the municipal ones, it would be a benefit to us. I think it helped us with our staffing. It did help us with our abilities to have enough staff at all of the polling places, which is sometimes tricky when you have 64 like we do here in Springfield.
Another significant change that that Secretary Galvin is proposing would be to give municipalities the option of early voting for municipal elections, which is something that currently isn't allowed in Massachusetts, I guess, but would be if the legislature passes his bill. Would you be in favor of doing that in Springfield?
I would. I think that the voters in Springfield have shown that they do like the early voting. I know that two councillors that stick out in my mind, Councillor Marcus Williams and Councillor Orlando Ramos, have always, and also Councillor Tim Allen, have always proposed those changes to me, and it was something that we couldn't do here on a local level because it had to be done on a state level. So I think there is an appetite for it here in Springfield, and we've already done it for a presidential election year like last year, so I think in a local election year it would be easy for us to implement.
So you know, despite all the problems that we saw in 2020, obviously with the pandemic and having to adapt our elections to the protocols and the health and safety guidelines, in the end here, it appears that we may have found some ways to increase voter participation.
I think so. I think on a local level here, as a clerk and as an election commissioner, we saw those things. We saw how making it easier for the voter by cutting down on paperwork, by allowing them a longer period of time to vote. We saw that got more voters to the polls, got more voters here inside City Hall, even though we were closed for the pandemic. So I think that if we can make those and institutionalize those changes going forward, I think it would be a bonus for us as administrators and for the voters.